Next patient was Laurie Ranfeld. Laurie is L-A-U-R-I-E, Laurie. Ranfeld is R-A-H-N-E-F-E-E-L-D. R-A-H, R as in Robert, R-A-H-N-E-F, N as in Nancy. R-A-H-N-E-F-E-L-D, Ranfeld. Date of birth is 9/30/1960, date of visit. 1/9/24. Please make a copy for Mini Paul, APRN, Mini MINI, Paul, PAUL, Mini Paul, APRN. Date of let's say, date of visit is 1/9/24. Date of birth 9/13/1960. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is COPD and lung nodules. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 63-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking 1 to 2 packs per day. Also has COPD and was recently sent for a chest CT that was done on 12/14/23. The chest CT demonstrated a 5 millimeter nodule in the posterior left lower lobe and a subsegmental nodular infiltrate in the right lower lobe measuring 10 millimeters, slightly more prominent than October of 23, and a 9 millimeter ground glass opacity in the posterior segment of the right upper lobe, which had regressed. There was moderate emphysema and mild basilar atelectasis. Period. The patient has not had any pulmonary function test as yet. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient's... can you also mention the patient denies any significant cough, but has shortness of breath with exertion and has some wheezing, but no chest pains, no fevers or chills or weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes a hysterectomy and a history of endometriosis. She also has a history of COPD. She had a cyst removed from her right rib cage. And she has a history of hypertension, but no diabetes. She had upper endoscopy and colonoscopies done. Next paragraph. Allergies to aspirin. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 48 years and drinks beer regularly. Next, family history. Father died of lymphoma. Mother had CHF and grandfather had a history of lung cancer. Next, system review. Next, system review. The patient has had some weight loss, no fatigue or fever. She has no double vision or cataracts. She has hoarseness and vertigo. Denies urinary frequency or flank pain. She denies hay fever but has asthmatic attacks, wheezing and shortness of breath. She has heartburn, no rectal bleeding. She has diarrhea. And she denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has no easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has numbness of the extremities. No headache, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included losartan, 50 milligram daily. Albuterol inhaler 2+PRN, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Claritin 10 milligrams daily, and Oxycodone 15 milligrams as needed, Valium 5 milligrams as needed. Next, physical exam. This thinly built, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No clubbing or cyanosis, no peripheral edema or lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure 115 over 70. Pulse 92, respiration 16. Temperature 97.8. Weight is 94 pounds. Saturation 96. HEND norms, phallic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist. And ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Or venous distension. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions, and breath sounds diminished at the periphery. Scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart symptoms irregular, asthma, no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1+, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is multiple lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. She will need a PET CT to evaluate the lung nodules. I also advise her to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Copy of her recent labs will be requested. Alpha 1 antitrypsin level and phenotype to be done. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mini Paul, APRN. Oh, can you please add in the plan, the patient will also use albuterol inhaler, 2+, QIDPRN, and a follow-up visit be arranged approximately 4 weeks. Thank you.